Audacity. Who gave you attitude?
The Jamaican Prime Minister draws criticism for his talk of the death penalty for persons possessing a firearm illegally. And more in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup, coming right up. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has been facing criticism for comments he made at the 78th Jamaica Labour Party conference on death penalty for persons possessing a firearm illegally. The statement has caused a stir among citizens and human rights activists. They contend that it shows very little regard for the Constitution. More from CVM News.
Human rights attorney Isaac Buchanan says the Prime Minister's statement on the death penalty is a mockery of the Constitution. Speaking at the JLP conference on Sunday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says if it were up to him, quote, anyone found with an illegal firearm would start at the death penalty. End quote. In an interview with CVM Live, Buchanan says it is unfortunate that Mr. Holness used his platform to deliver this opinion, especially since it is not an option.
There is case law which makes it clear that what he is proposing is not even on the table or an option. Whether it was said in a joke, whether it was said to just give the conference life and vigor, it is most unfortunate and unacceptable.
Buchanan says much like the states of emergency, the Prime Minister's statement shows complete disregard for human rights. Some Jamaicans share that opinion. For them, it was far too radical.
If he catch him with a gun, and he think him death penalty. If he kill a man now and charge with murder, well, he get death penalty. But with a gun, he can get imprisonment, at least 115 years, but not death penalty.
As a government, you must try to make the right choice. I mean, you can't go kill a man too. You find with a gun. If you also give him 10 years, give him 20 then, but not say kill him. That can't right. So them need to look into it.
Others are agreeing with Mr. Holness.
Boy, I would say the same thing like what my Prime Minister said. Because look into it this way. You have a illegal gun. I don't know how much people you kill with it. I don't know if I will be the next victim. You understand? So I think all of them people with illegal guns should have dead 20 million times.
Robian Williams for CVM Live.
Trinidad and Tobago Prime Minister Keith Rowley has issued a statement on recent attacks on prison officers. He said the government is very aware of the perils surrounding the duties of honest, hard-working prison officers and have taken note of the onslaught aimed at these officers of state. Two prison officers were shot and killed in the past week. Here is TTT News.
Prime Minister Dr. Keith Rowley has assured that government will do everything possible to secure the lives and families of prison officers in this country. In a statement posted to social media on Thursday, Dr. Rowley stated that government is very aware of the perils surrounding the duties of honest, hard-working prison officers and have taken note of the onslaught aimed at these officers of state. As such, Dr. Rowley said it must be correctly assumed by all that the Ministry of National Security will not surrender the nation's prisons and the state will continue without ceasing to have Trinidad and Tobago remain a place where there is the rule of law and that there is adequate and effective law enforcement at every level so as to secure the peace and safety of all citizens. In the past week, two prison officers were shot and killed in separate incidents while off duty.
And I think it's time. We've done quite well on our own without the Queen as the head. We don't need to continue with that symbolic issue. I think it's time we move to have our own as the head of state. I think it's time we move to swear allegiance to our country and not to a foreign monarch thousands of miles away.
Tourism and Investment Minister Charles Fernandez has made a pitch for Antigua and Barbuda to take a fresh look at shedding the monarchical system in favor of becoming a republic. He was speaking with ABS News from Barbados, where he represented the Twin Island state at the ceremonial event where the fellow Caribbean nation made the move to coincide with its 55th anniversary of independence. Sherilyn Beezer reports.
Minister Fernandez explains the role he would prefer for the president under such a republic.
I would prefer to see this symbolic president replacing the governor general. I think that would be more appropriate. I think that at the end of the day, the president should be outside of the political fray.
The tourism minister is of the view the president shouldn't have to go through the rigors of a political campaign. He explains moving away from the foreign monarchy won't change circumstances on the ground immediately, but the symbolism is immensely valuable.
What will happen is we will continue to paddle our own canoe. We'll continue to plot our own path forward. And it's two different things. One is that, look, we need to take full responsibilities for our future. And that is what this is about.
Sherilyn Beezer reporting for ABS News.
Jamaica, too, is revisiting the discussion about going the route of the Republic. The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Teachers Union has warned that it is stepping up its protest action against the government's vaccination mandate. The mandate requires teachers and other frontline workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or risk losing their jobs. The president of the SVGTU, Oswald Robinson, said they had asked all teachers to wear black and do a sit-in at their workplaces on Wednesday and yesterday, Thursday. He spoke to SVGTV News.
We also will be mobilizing our members. Sometime next week, we intend to have a mass picket in Kingston. As soon as that is finalized, we will inform the general public. We want to also encourage our parents to be in solidarity with us. It's important that the parents are aware. This time is for the teachers. Soon you're going to hear your children would have to adhere to mandatory vaccination. So we want to work with you at this time to collaborate, to cooperate with you, and that you'll be have an understanding as to what we are doing and why we are doing it. Then there's the issue of the foot, hand and mouth disease that we are told are in a number of schools. That again should move parents to keep their children at home. Those schools where you have cases of COVID, we want parents to be even more vigilant. You cannot have COVID in schools and parents are still being asked to send their children in school. This is irresponsible and it is very unfortunate that those in authority are asking parents to have their children in school where there's incidents of COVID-19. We know for sure that the students use the same washroom. Even if they are not in the same classes, they are using the same washrooms, the same facilities of the pipe at the school. So we want to ask the parents to stand up for your fundamental rights, the safety of your children, and those of you who are guardians, we also want you to be on board as we go forward in unison to say to the authorities that mandatory vaccination is not going to go.
The president of St. Lucia's National Council on Public Transportation, Godfrey Ferdinand, requested earlier this year that minibus drivers who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 be allowed to transport a full load of fully vaccinated passengers. He was chastised at the time for his remarks. This week on a TV discussion program, Ferdinand offered clarification on his suggestion. More on this from Choice News Now.
While vaccination is not mandatory, many people assume that if more people get vaccinated, life would return to normal. But following immunization, what has changed? Minibuses are still not permitted to transport their full load. Godfrey Ferdinand, the president of the National Council on Public Transportation, suggested to the government that fully vaccinated drivers be allowed to transport fully vaccinated passengers. In a recent Solutions episode aired on Choice TV on Monday, Ferdinand explained what he meant by his remarks.
I actually felt that it was fair that if the government would have allowed
persons to go into
a restaurant fully vaccinated, that they should have allowed the same for bus operators. Now, a lot of persons took my statement out of context. I propose that government can allow fully vaccinated persons to go on a bus with a fully vaccinated driver. And I also, in that very statement, says that we propose that we should be able to also carry a full load of passengers that are following the protocol, and that is wear your mask, sanitize, do less talking, less interaction on the bus. Because I was saying, and I'm still saying, that there is not one route in this country where it takes you 1.5 hours to get to your destination. So the interaction and persons being responsible would decrease any kind of transmission.
Individuals who have been fully vaccinated are allowed to dine in COVID-certified restaurants under our current protocols. As a result, Ferdinand questioned why equivalent protocols for bus drivers could not be implemented.
If the authorities are giving other sectors the opportunity, I should say, to get their fully vaccinated people into the establishment, why can't we get fully vaccinated people on our buses?
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Friday, 3rd December. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.